Hi, Miss Marie.
Yes.
Hey, how are you? This is Zach.
I'm making it. How are you?
Now you're making it. I hear you. I'm good. Thanks for asking. We had spoken in the past about a property in Valentine, and you mentioned that your brother is living in it and you would sell it once he moves out. Are you still interested in pursuing that opportunity?
Yeah, I am, but he's still living in it. And who might I be speaking with?
This is Zach.
Zach?
Yes, ma'am.
Zach, do you have a last name?
Weatherspoon.
Okay. Yeah, I still want to sell it, but he still haven't gotten himself together yet, so I still have to wait.
Okay. I would be interested in buying it with him in it as well.
With him in it as well.
Well, I mean, renting it to him.
So, if I were to sell you the property, what will you offer me for it?
Well, I just wanted to, that can definitely be discussed. But even if I were to make you an offer right now, I mean, it doesn't sound like you're going to do something anytime soon unless I'm reading the conversation wrong.
But still, you have to give me an offer sooner or later, regardless.
That's right. But I mean, if I were to say, hey, and I'm just using this as a random number, hey, I'll give you, $10,000 for the property, and then let's just say in 6 months I can give you, $20,000 for the property because the market changes on a daily basis. So what I can pay, changes from
Yeah.
periodically. So it really would be a disservice for me to say a number.
Yeah, I feel you. I was just curious of what it could be. That's all. No harm intended.
Right. No, I get that. And I am interested in it with him, still renting it. That wouldn't be an issue with me. I buy about 30 houses a month, so it wouldn't scare me off for, him to stay.
Okay, well, I guess we'll talk about it a little bit later then.
So, okay, when would be a good time?
I can't even tell you right now. I don't even know.
Okay. And I mean, I did see, it sold for, 15,000 in 2023. Is there any reason though that you're even reached out to us this soon? And I know I'm calling you, but you'd called on the TV ad.
Well, that's been a while ago when I called you guys. What are you talking about?
I know. I'm just trying to get an understanding of why you did reach out to us in the first, because you just bought this house not too long ago. If I'm asking too personal of a question, you can tell me.
Put it this way. If you're not trying to really buy it right now or not trying to do anything right now, I really don't want to talk about it right now. When the time is right, then I can answer all of those questions. But for right now, I'm going to leave it like it is.
Okay. Well, I do want to buy it. I don't want to, waste your time because I know it's valuable. So.
A good piece of property, and I might change my mind and fix it up for myself. It's a place to get away from home. It's a good piece of property back there. And I know one thing, I will not be selling it for $10,000 to $15,000. I won't.
Yes, ma'am. What are you looking to get for it?
I want 25 for it.
You want 25,000?
Yes. So that's give you something to think about.
Well, let me just ask you, let me put the ball back on you. If I could give you 25,000, I mean, how long would you need to to make an understanding with yourself and the whole process?
I just probably had to talk it over with my family first. It wouldn't take long.
Okay. Well, why don't you talk to them? And you want to give me a call back?
Okay, I'll do that.
I mean, you know, that's a little bit more than I wanted to pay, but I think we can make something work.
Okay, then. Because I'm not going any lower. I don't want to pay no taxes or nothing. If I sell it, I don't want to be a part of nothing there. I want straight out.
Okay.
I don't have time for a whole lot of paperwork and all of this and that. I hurt too much. I don't have time for all of that.
Okay.
But if we do it, I'll let you know in a couple of days.
Well, I need to discuss things too. So, I mean, I might be able to do that. How about this? How about we reconvene tomorrow? And you talk to your family, you talk to your brother, and I'll see if everything's good on my side, and then we can make an educated decision upon those facts.
Okay, then.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right, well, thank you for answering my call, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, Ms. Moody.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.